Good morning, y'all. I'm Cameron Lee, and welcome back to another episode of Real Talk. Today is Monday, February 22nd. I hope you guys are all having a wonderful, wonderful day so far. Unfortunately, I'd say I have to come on today. Unfortunately, not in the best spirits. You know, if you tuned in on Friday, you would have heard. We had Harry Visnaw on, and we talked about we previewed the Michigan game basically, and I don't know. I felt really confident going into the game. Unfortunately, the result did not go our way. Ohio State did suffer a 92-87 loss to the hands of the team up north, and you know, honestly, you have to give them some you know what's it called like you have to give them some hope, you know, because it wouldn't be a rivalry if we just won every single game. So you know, we have to give them some games here or there just to incentivize them to keep going in the rivalry. And I think will it have a big effect? It's whatever. The game is whatever, but we have Harry back on today, and also we were joined also by guests Connor Whalen and Frankie Lalo, also to just hammer me on my Ohio State takes. I'll do my best to stay my ground, but I just one thing about Michigan fans, I don't think I despise people. I don't think I hate people. I think I am. A lot of people tell me they're like, Cameron, you're like a person that would never hate anybody. You know, you always seem to like people. I don't know a single person you hate. And yeah, I do think that's true to some extent. But when it comes down to Michigan fans, they really I have zero respect for them. Zero. My respect for them is zero. Just the way they act, the way they dress, the way they go about their life just irks me. Just pisses me off for some reason. Just the little things they do just really annoy me. And the ugly yellow and blue colors, the dark blue and the yellow is just so ugly. The two colors combined, it's just so ugly. It is distasteful. If those are your favorite colors, I don't know what to say about you, as a person. But I really do hope you find a new favorite color, because good riddance. But just Michigan fans, they irk me so much. And I would just love to see a crowd of Michigan fans just crying in tears. But unfortunately, I'll have to wait. Wait a few more weeks. Hopefully, we get another shot at Michigan in the Big Ten tournament, or hopefully, maybe even in the national in March Madness. Hopefully, we get a shot. But as of right now, we did suffer the loss. And I guess it is what it is. Thankfully, though, this loss doesn't really mean much. We didn't really have that big of a chance of winning the Big Ten regular season title. And we just have to learn from our mistakes. It was a really good game, really exhilarating game, back and forth all day long. And I'm pretty, pretty happy. Considering it was a loss, I'm still pretty, pretty happy and in good spirits. But what we do have today, an outline here for you. We have Harry on the other side of this call. In a few moments, he'll be joining us to talk about whatever he has. I think he got ready. I don't even know. There's a whole lot to talk about there. And then after that, Frankie and Connor will also be joining us. Finally, it takes a long time to get them to track him down, but hopefully we can finally see them on here. And then we'll talk about the Australian Open. I think the Australian Open ended this past weekend. The first one of the first majors to happen at post pandemic, to see how they did and to see our winners. Novak Djokovic winning his 18th major title. Wow, just very impressive. very well done by him. I mean, what a crazy tournament it was for him. And on the women's side, Naomi Osaka is just on a different level right now compared to the other woman. And we'll have a whole recap on that. And I think that'll be it for today's episode. Probably a slightly longer episode, because we have so much content, so much substance to talk about. But if we can't fit everything in today, you know, we'll just put it in tomorrow. No worries, no hurries. And I'll be right back here. It's a short little break, and we'll be back with Harry Vizna. Oh, also, if you haven't followed our Instagram yet at real_talk.daily, please go check it out. Get us to 100 followers. That'll be really greatly appreciated. And we will be back. Today, we have our most favorite guest, Harry Vizna, back again. So we had him here on Friday, and he talked a bunch of crap.
Oh, no. I didn't talk a bunch of crap.
Oh, yeah, here
you
he
talked
is, here
a bunch of crap.
I was going to introduce you. Okay. All right. Hold on. Okay. What'd you say?
I did not talk any crap. You talked the crap. I didn't come on here and go, Ohio State's overrated. Ohio State's overrated. They suck. They shouldn't be number four. That was you.
Uh-huh. Was it me?
Oh, not that maybe. Ohio State was overrated, but said we were overrated. Look how that worked out.
Yep. I don't know what to say. Oh. Like
you don't know what to say. I actually wrote down a few questions I'd like to ask you, if that's all right.
Oh, really? You came ready for this.
After I re-listened to the podcast and I wrote down some questions.
I was wondering if you could answer. Okay, sure. I will go ahead and answer.
Okay.
I guess we can start off with that.
After watching this game on Sunday, did Michigan deserve to be number three in the country?
that's a really funny question. All right, that's a really funny question. I'd say Michigan definitely was impressive. I'll concede a little bit. All right, I think Michigan definitely looked. I think both teams look really, really good. Okay, uh-huh. Both teams look really, really good. This was Michigan's first test this whole year.
They passed it.
All right.
Okay.
Congrats. I mean, congrats on Michigan for beating one good team the whole year. I'm more excited to see Michigan's upcoming schedule. All right, Michigan's upcoming schedule against Iowa this Thursday.
Iowa this Thursday,
and then you got Illinois still, and Michigan State twice. I think Michigan will take. I think they'll split. So you know what? I think there's three losses in the next five games upcoming for Michigan, and the Big Ten championship game. No, and the Big Ten tournament, like. I think I see a lot of losses for Michigan. Like they
only
lose
once in the Big Ten tournament. Hey,
I know. There'll be four. There'll be four before they even reach the Big Ten tournament. So number one seed is out of the question. Okay, back to my point though.
Oh,
all right,
my God.
Michigan right now. Okay, this sure. Michigan right now deserves the number three spot, but they only beat one good team. I only see one. Decent team on their schedule right now, and that's they beat Ohio State.
One decent team. Congrats. That means you've lost to some really crap teams then.
We've also played more games.
Northwestern, Purdue twice. Come on.
Have you beat Iowa?
We haven't played Iowa.
Right, you can talk to me once you can talk to me
about how good you guys are and how overrated we are, and then we beat you and you go, oh, you guys still got to play more. That's not how it works.
Look, you guys played good in one game. Congratulations. You guys just played good in one game.
Bro, I can tell you've not only watched this one game. Okay, next question. You know that you've – I remember you bring up some meme that had Juwan Howard and Jim Harbaugh in it. I was wondering if that was still on your camera roll because it no longer worked.
I mean, all I have to do is crop up the photo of Juwan Howard, and it's just Jim Harbaugh. Because the thing about Jim Harbaugh,
a lot of Ohio State fans I saw did. They'll just bring up football because that's the I have no relevance. Because
it's true. I mean,
just bring up football.
I mean, 3,000 days.
That's great. What does that have to do with basketball?
3,000 days is a long time. Nothing to do with basketball. 3,000 days is a long time.
Nothing to do with basketball, does it?
I mean, at least
does that have to do with basketball?
I mean, Michigan went undefeated against Ohio State this year. Congratulations. And basketball and football, Michigan went undefeated against Ohio State. Like, congrats. Like, I mean, I don't know what to say. Like, congratulations.
Congratulations. Like right, you can have so a cookie much. For that. You can have a cookie for that. I'll give you a chocolate chip cookie for that. No, you know what? You know what you can have? You can have a cake for that. Because of the cakewalk schedule that you guys have played so far this year. The cakewalk schedule.
Yeah, we had a real cakewalk on Sunday, didn't we? Against one crappy team.
Oh, really?
Anyway.
Really? It was a really close game all the way to the end.
It was. It was a really good game. Won out.
Hunter Dickinson, I think he's the best player. And who was his name? Hunter
Dickinson. We didn't even need Lewis and Wagner to have their best game. We still beat you.
You know who played really well though? Your two transfers. The guy was
Chandy Brown. You let him get two offensive rebounds on one possession.
I was just really disappointed in defending, honestly, from both sides. The defending on both sides was pretty awful.
Yours is even worse.
Dude, I feel like
average about 70 a game, and you let us score 92. That's, I think, the first time we scored 90 all season.
I don't understand, like, what you guys, the first half, you guys just couldn't miss from 3-point. Like, yeah. I feel like
we hit 11.
Shouldn't have
talked crap about us not being able to shoot the ball.
Whatever.
Okay. Next.
What's next?
You were talking about how you believed Ohio State should have been ahead of Michigan last week. Is there still any reason for Ohio State to be ahead of Michigan right now?
No. But last week, yes.
Oh.
Is there an echo? Is there an echo coming out of your side? I think there is a little bit of an echo, but it's whatever. No, they don't. Ohio State does not deserve to be ahead of Michigan this week.
And all week. But last week. Forward, most likely.
But last week, listen. You have to say, but last week, Michigan had not played Ohio State yet. They had not beat Ohio State yet. And Ohio State hadn't beat Michigan yet. Yeah, so that's why Ohio State, if you look at the record, and that's what they look at, if you don't have head-to-head, Ohio State deserved to be ahead of Michigan. Because we played more teams. Your record wasn't better than ours. You can't be out for 2 weeks and expect to stay in the same spot.
Villanova was out for more than 2 weeks and stayed in the same spot.
Yeah, they shouldn't have been in the same spot. They should have been in the same spot. They should have been in the same spot. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, it's like Ohio State had a better resume back then. All right, and that's why they should have been 3 coming into this game. But after Michigan beat Ohio State, unquestionably Michigan should be ahead of Ohio State. But if Ohio State beats Michigan in the Big Ten tournament, who should be ahead?
Michigan.
Ohio State.
We beat you at Ohio State. You can win on a neutral court. We beat you at Ohio State, and we'll most likely win the Big Ten
with no fans. But then recently, if Ohio State beat Michigan in the Big Ten tournament,
that would not. I think Ohio State deserves to jump them. For winning on a neutral court would not put you ahead of our road win.
BS neutral court. There is no road court, home court in this thing. I mean, there are no fans regardless.
We would get the advantage because we will most likely win the Big Ten.
We would get the advantage because we would. No. We would get the advantage because we would have played you guys. We would have beat you guys most recently. We would beat you guys most recently. We would be informed. If we win the Big Ten championship game, I think the Big Ten final, whatever. I think we deserve to be in number one seed. But right now we don't.
Most likely be one as well. Because we will most likely win the regular season Big Ten title and beat you on the road. That you're winning the Big Ten tournament would not put you ahead of us.
For sure. You guys will win the rest. You guys will win the Big Ten, regular season. Okay, sure. You had that.
That'll put us right ahead of you guys when you guys have 5 Big Ten losses.
But
we have one.
But listen. But you guys still have to play Iowa. Okay. You still have to play Illinois. You still have to play Ohio State.
Oh, look what we did there. We kicked your freaking butt in Ohio. There you go. Anyway.
I mean. Okay. I can't wait for Michigan to lose like 3 of the next 5 at least. Okay. I'm calling it 3 of the next 5. Iowa, Illinois, and one of Michigan State games for sure, 100%.
Okay. Well, see, I remember you saying something about you have a sixth sense about Michigan tears and how we were going to blow it.
I still feel Michigan tears was very good. I still feel Michigan tears right now, you're crying to me. You're crying to me about how I always call Michigan overrated. Like you're literally crying to me right now. I still feel the Michigan tears. Like everything an Ohio State fan says Michigan just cries about. Like, you guys are a bunch of babies. Why this?
On Twitter and goes, oh, well, we beat you. You haven't beaten us 3,000 days of football. That's the only response
you have. I have not had
the only this
hatred for anyone in my entire life. But I don't think I'm a person that hates people. But, like, when it comes to, like, Michigan fans, like, gosh, like, I cannot
right
stand
back
them.
At you.
Like, right oh, my back God. At like, you. These guys are crybabies.
I just went on your podcast on Friday said, I respect the Ohio State's team. I think they're a great team. I think they're fourth best team in the country. You? Terrible. Sucks.
I said Michigan's a good team, but they're overrated because of by the rankings. And it's true.
How is it like, true? If we're overrated, then what are you guys? What's Ohio State?
Can we not have a bad game? Can we not? I mean, the game wasn't like you guys blew us out.
You played really good, just not as good as us because we were not the better team.
Oh, on that day, though.
You were at home, too.
I want that rematch. The home team doesn't matter. There was no crowd. There were no fans.
Have to travel?
Get out of here.
You could play on your own court.
The only reason that we lost that game was because our dumb forward Justice Suing decided to try a behind the back pass.
Both our players were looking stupid like that. I didn't watch Eli Brooks run to the corner and do a little behind the back pass for an Ohio State player to run on and get an and one. After that, when I saw Isaiah Livers get that and one, I knew the game was over.
I knew that game was. I mean, the game was so close throughout. Like, I feel like we had
one
a chance to pull
is all
away.
You needed.
EJ Liddell was actually crazy though. Yeah, like EJ Liddell and Duane Washington. I mean, everyone else was kind of Justin Irons kind of sold. What?
So was Hunter.
Who? Who's that? Hunter Dickinson. He's just like that man. I needed an age check on that man. That man looks like he's in his 30s. Like that man looks like the next version of Andrew Bogut. Like my man looks like.
I hope he'd be better than Andrew Bogut by the end of his career.
I mean, is he a freshman?
True.
No way, dude. That man has a full grown. That man looks like a caveman. All right. Like if you don't know what Hunter Dickinson looks like, he looks like a full caveman. Like that man does not look like he's 18.
All over you on Sunday. So.
He does not look like he's 18. I refuse. I need to check on that birth certificate. I need to check on that birth certificate. He does not look like he's 18.
Well, too bad.
Was he a 4-star recruit? 3-star recruit? What was he? 4-star recruit.
Number 30.
Man, 7'2". What the heck? He moves so well. He's 20 years old. He's a freshman. How?
I don't know.
Yeah,
he's a freshman. True.
Like that man looks so old. That man looks so old. What the heck? Seven foot two. Jesus.
And he won't be gone next year. So have fun.
We have a basketball school.
We are a basketball school at the moment. I tell you.
I know you are. Juwan Howard's a really good coach.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was another question I was about to bring up. Is Juwan Howard still an overrated coach? Yes, you did. Go back and watch.
Did I say that? Well, I'll take that back now.
Coach of the year.
I mean, although he did keep, like, apparently, like, I saw a lot of times he was touching his players. He's touching his players, like, on the shoulder when the play was going. I mean,
what?
Like, I don't think you're allowed to do that. I don't think that's legal.
Bro, he did not walk onto the court and touch our players. What are you talking about? While an actual play was going, he walked on the court while Mike Smith dribbling the basketball.
Yes, he did. He did. When his player was next to him, he touched him. And according to the rules, you weren't allowed to touch the player. I heard the reports of Michigan coaches being on their phones on the sidelines. Like,
the guy who works with the food after the game and the buses and all that.
I think that's a very interesting story right there.
You want to talk about excuses? Is that why you lost? Because
you think Juwan Howard is coach of the year? You think Juwan Howard
yes,
is coach
right
of the
now,
year?
Yes, he is. We were picked to finish sixth in the Big Ten.
That's a funny joke. What about Mark Few?
He doesn't play in a hard conference. I'm sorry. And he was – they were preseason number one. He's supposed to be wearing
that. You said Big Ten plays in that. You said Big Ten is a hard conference.
Yes, it is.
But then you haven't played any of the hard
teams. Oh, yeah,
I know.
Ohio State wasn't very good either, so all we got left is really Iowa and Illinois, I guess.
Yeah, hard I mean, teams, and, right? you're, and you're going to lose both. And you're going to lose both. and you're gonna lose both. Okay. I bet you you're gonna lose both. I can't wait for you guys to lose to Iowa and Illinois. Big Ten. You know what? I'm making a bold prediction right now. I'm gonna make a bold prediction. All right, Ohio State's not only gonna make it farther than Michigan in the Big Ten tournament. All right, they're gonna make it farther than the NCAA tournament.
That was where I was going next. Since you,
oh really?
You spoke to me on Friday and said that we were an irrelevant basketball program. I want to read you a few of your postseason accomplishments in the last 10 years.
Okay.
You want to know when the last time you were in the Final Four was? 2012.
Sure. Enlighten me.
Do you want to know the last time you were in the Elite Eight was? 2013. What? You want to know when the last time you were in the Sweet 16 was? 2013. Talk about irrelevant. You haven't been to the Sweet 16 in 8 years. Eight years.
Look at this. All right. We can turn it around now. That is so
irrelevant. Think about this. 2019.
Ohio State makes the Final Four this year. All right. Ohio State makes the Final Four this year, and Michigan gets cannot knocked out in the Sweet 16.
Anyway, you lose 2019. No. I'm reading you how great you guys have been in the tournament. 2019, you lose second round. 2018, you lose second round. 2017, you missed. 2016, you missed. 2015, you lost in the second round. Once again. 2014, you lost in the first round. 2013 is when was the last time you made the Sweet 16. That was 8 years ago. You want to hear Michigan's from that point on? 2013. Went to the national championship. 2014, lost in the Elite Eight. 2015, we missed. 2016, lost first round as an 11 seed. 2017, made the Sweet 16 as a 7 seed. 2018, we went to the national championship. In 2019, we lost the Sweet 16. That sounds considerably more relevant than Ohio State. We also have the most tournament.
Have you won the national championship?
In 1989. Yeah, you've only won one as well, and that was in 1965. So I don't know why you're.
We are in a basketball school. We are in a historic basketball school like Michigan. Honestly, we are in, but the past few head to heads have gone our way.
Is head to head more important to you than tournament success?
Yeah,
really,
yeah, it is.
That's what makes it an irrelevant basketball program, right there.
Honestly, it is. Really, you weren't you the one that said? Weren't you the one that said? I'd rather have a losing season and beat Ohio State than have a winning season and lose Ohio State.
Because it wouldn't be a winning season. Isn't that what you said? Judge based on you make the playoff. Getting into some random bowl game that really does not do you any good. Realistically, if I go 10-1,
of course, a Michigan fan. Of course, you as a Michigan fan would say that because you guys lose every single bowl game you guys play.
If I would have won the Outback Bowl in 2017, you really think I would?
When's the last time Michigan's won a bowl game, though? Honestly, when's the last time Michigan's won a bowl game?
Jim Harbaugh's first year.
Did they even win? They didn't win that. I don't even know. Last few bowl games. The last few bowl games they played.
Yeah, they haven't played well.
Blown out the water.
We actually played that bad against
Florida State,
but we weren't great.
No, you guys were not.
But I didn't. Shea Patterson was judge our season whether or not we beat Alabama in a whatever bowl game that was. I didn't judge our crappy 2017 year. I didn't cry when we lost to South Carolina in the Outback Bowl. Right. I couldn't care less.
You're right. As an Ohio State fan, I really appreciate the scene because we've gone on a really good run.
Football.
We
went on run. What did that have to do with basketball?
I mean, we went on a really good run. I was really happy, and we lost one game. Okay, so what? In basketball, if you lose one game, it's how you bounce back. It's how you bounce back. And honestly, if we beat you guys in the Big Ten tournament game,
good for you.
I mean, the cards are – I mean, I think we deserve to jump you guys if we beat you guys. Especially if you guys suffer – if you guys suffer a few losses, if you guys lose to Iowa, if you guys lose to Iowa and Illinois, I mean, I think we deserve to jump you guys wholeheartedly.
Okay. We'll see. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, I mean – Anything else you wanted to
I wrote this one down. Since we are overrated and you're so good, Can you name me a better win than Ohio State on the road this year in the Big Ten?
Iowa on the road.
Oh, really? Illinois. But we're overrated. We're not very good. So wouldn't a road win against the number four team in the country be, like, amazing?
I mean, we also went on the road against
But they're great, aren't they?
We just won on the road against Illinois.
But aren't you guys
They're great. Since you beat them? And you'll see. Aren't you guys going to play Illinois soon? Are you guys going to play Illinois soon?
That has nothing to do with my question.
Okay.
What's your question? You said we are overrated, right? So if we go in, you guys are the
I said based. I said based on your ranking.
Yes, you did. You want me to read you the name of the podcast? It's called Michigan. It's the most overrated basketball team.
They are. They are overrated based on the rankings. So yeah,
you guys, you think you're the third best team in the country, and we walked into Ohio State and we beat you. Name me a better road win then. Isn't Illinois good? They're not overrated, are they?
Yeah, they are good.
But we are?
What? I mean, yeah, you'll see that when we win. Okay, come back on Friday. When is Michigan play Illinois? Next Tuesday. Right? Come back next Tuesday. Okay, come back next Tuesday after you guys lost two out of three, and then we'll talk. All right, because it's impossible to compare.
How is it impossible to compare both teams?
You guys have played Illinois and Iowa once, and we'll play Illinois and Iowa twice. Like, I feel like that's just one thing right there.
We don't create our schedule.
You can't really compare.
The Big Ten creates it. It's not our fault who we.
It's not your fault that you guys decided to sit out because of COVID. You know, like, we guys didn't even have COVID.
That was the basketball team's choice. They wanted to think it through when they were
bad athletic program. Bad athletic program, bad fan base, toxic fan base.
Get real. I walked into the podcast on Friday.
I enjoyed
nothing but respectful things about Ohio State's team.
I hope you come back next Tuesday and talk to me, all right? Talk to me with the same energy that you did today, okay? When Michigan loses to Illinois and Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Yeah. That's all I have to say. Do you have anything else that you wanted to
never
to bring up?
Ever slander Michigan like that ever again? Ever.
Over.
Ever. That's why you lost. Don't ever chat shit, get banged. In the words of Jamie Vardy. Suck it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean. All right, we will take this L. All right, we'll take this L. It was a really close game in the end. I mean, all jokes aside. All right, it was a really good game.
Really good game.
Back and forth.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I mean, no defense. I don't know what Ohio State was doing most of the time. I mean, we seemed lost. I mean, we gave so many open threes, like our help. But I don't even know what we're doing.
Also, I watched Hunter Dickinson spin and dunk on three of your
players. The refs called a little bit of a. I mean, the refs weren't really consistent on the you know.
Yeah,
the physicality
they were more helpful
front.
For
I
you.
Mean, a lot of charges against
you.
Us. A lot of charges
what
against
do you
us.
Mean?
A lot of
you guys got. They got called for one charge.
A lot of non-calls.
For Hunter Dickinson putting
a
shoulder into what is it, Kyle Young. We get you guys get away with a Dwayne Washington straight forearm to Eli Brooks' chest as a push off. You get away with that.
Didn't your player
what are you talking
put,
about?
Put his hand into the eye of Dwayne Washington.
That was pretty accidental.
Put his hand
I would
eye.
Say.
Oh, but it's a foul though, right? Like
okay,
if it's a foul, it's a foul. Well, the refs are gonna do whatever. You guys got that.
Well,
win,
it wasn't because of the refs.
You know,
I'll tell you that.
You know. All right, you guys can celebrate a win against Ohio State, I guess. I mean, it happens once in a blue moon.
Okay.
So enjoy it, Harry. From me to you, wholeheartedly. Yeah. Enjoy this win. Up until Thursday, enjoy this win.
Go beat Illinois for me. I'd like it.
All right.
Go beat Illinois for
me. What'd you say?
When you play them this weekend, I believe.
I think we play.
Go beat them for me.
Yeah, I think we do.
You guys are out of the Big Ten race, so
yep.
Just got Iowa left to deal with.
Yeah.
So you can beat Iowa for me, Urban Iowa. Beat Illinois for me. That'd be great.
We play them next Saturday, actually. Right. So
I'll be rooting for you for the first time in forever.
All right.
Thank you,
Harry, for coming on. Take care, as always. And hopefully we'll have you back next Tuesday.
Hopefully.
After Michigan loses 2-3. Sure. Whatever mindset you want to live in. Yeah, totally. Totally. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Back now for another round of calls with Michigan fans. Today, we have on two of the most staunch Michigan fans you'll see, Connor Whalen and Frankie Lalo. Welcome onto the podcast. It's finally good to have you here. Took a long time, but
yeah, thanks for having us. Appreciate you having us on.
No problem. My pleasure, honestly. So we all know why you're here, to talk about some of your college basketball. But I'll let you guys start. Honestly, you guys can,
rail with stuff. I'll start out. I gotta say, I was impressed by Ohio State. It hurts me to say it. Before this game, I was expecting a close game, but not that close. And I was a guy who really never watched Ohio State. I was impressed with especially EJ Liddell and Dwayne Washington as a whole. And yeah,
this team was just a lot better than I thought. You thought an Ohio State team who had 9 quad one wins and has beat Iowa, Wisconsin, and Illinois on the road. You don't think you weren't impressed by them before this game?
Well, I don't know. Earlier in the season, they did lose to, I think, Northwestern, Minnesota. So maybe that threw me off. And I guess I didn't really pay attention because they did beat Iowa. And did they beat Illinois? They did beat Illinois, too. Yeah,
I didn't think they were legit this year because they had the big twins last year who ended up going away. Yeah. And then they also
I forgot their names.
Yeah, they were dominant because I was at the game last year. They absolutely killed us. They kill us pretty much every year. So this year I was a little skeptical about OSU because I didn't really know too much about EJ or Washington, to be honest with you. But I think both teams were on this game, so I think that gave us a maximum view of how good these teams are. If one team was on and one was off, that would have been bad. But, I mean, we all saw the first half. Every team – hit pretty much every shot they took, which was insane.
And I think 10 for 13 on threes Michigan was in the first half.
I literally Michigan, the 10 for 13 is so crazy. When I think about college basketball and especially Big Ten basketball, I don't think of a high scoring game. I was surprised at how much these people were making shots. Every shot that Ohio State took actually was contested and they made all of them, which is really impressive.
I think that this is probably one of the most impressive college basketball games I play. Cause you were saying, I think of scores finishing in the 70s, not the 60s, not 80s. I think
60s.
Yeah. It really depends on the team. And I don't know about Michigan's, they're an offensive team that doesn't really focus on a single player. It kind of fits into the system. And that's why, I don't know, this year we've seen, maybe it's because of COVID and less time working together, but these teams that have all the top recruits, like Kentucky, Duke, Kansas,
the Blue Bloods,
they're doing well. So maybe I think this is kind of proving even more because, I don't know, Ohio State doesn't get really too many top recruits either. It's proving more that it fits into the system and the system works. It doesn't matter how good your recruits are.
I agree. What do you think, Frankie?
Yeah, I think that, I agree. It's two well-rounded teams. I know OSU's coach, they were showing his records and his accolades before the game. He has actually a very impressive resume. It's crazy to think that Ohio State actually beat Michigan in three-point percentage by the end of the game. Michigan definitely slacked off by the end. These teams, I think that they both could be one seeds, to be honest with you. I hope that the Big Ten tournament goes well. I think this would be the number one matchup in the Big Ten tournament if we could play Ohio State in the championship. That'd be great in my opinion, but I think it was an impressive game, and despite the outcome, I do think that these teams proved to be top five teams.
Yeah. I have to say, I'm usually not one to give credit, but my man, Hunter Dickinson, Hunter Dickinson Oh my god, that guy's an animal. He's an absolute like he's a bully.
You know, like I don't. The start of the season, he looked great, and I'm like, oh boy, I hope this guy doesn't leave after his first year. He slowed down for a few games. Now he only has 7 Big Ten Freshmen of the Week.
Only seven.
Only seven. But
7 out of like 10. Only seven.
You know what? I was impressed and by his game, but I also think he will come back next year. He needs – I mean, I was talking about with my dad. He needs – especially from a guy who was a big man in the NBA like Juwan Howard. I mean, obviously the NBA training and stuff is what's going to get him ready for the NBA. Mm-hmm. But I think that going back to college, he's got to be intrigued by Michigan's recruiting class next year. And so I think he's going to come back for another year, especially because, I don't know, we're kind of losing a lot this year. But we also have a lot coming in, so.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, Dickinson, sometimes you saw him in that game. Some early on, I think. I mean, we saw his dominance, but he was kind of getting bullied early on, and he couldn't get deep in the post. And when he can't get deep near the basket, he's not that great. We've seen a little bit of shooting from him, but, yeah, I think he's coming back. He needs to get a little bigger, and he needs to develop a couple more moves. But, yeah, I think that this team Michigan next year is going to be great. And, yeah, is Ohio State recruiting looking good?
Yeah, all right. I don't really pay attention to Ohio State basketball recruiting. I'm not going to lie. Ohio State football recruiting is way more interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's also – the football recruiting is also way more it's a positive benefit on my mood. I'll say that.
You know what, Cameron? I saw a tweet. This is the first year since 2003-2004 where Michigan has gone undefeated against Ohio State and basketball.
Love to see that.
I mean, I saw that too. I had a good laugh at that one.
Yeah.
Chauncey Brown. Okay. Chauncey Brown, like that guy, the transfer from Wake Forest was also really impressive. I thought he was really good.
He started off like, what, 3 for 3 from threes, and then he got 2 offensive rebounds in 1 possession to provide kind of
that
a spark
crazy.
Late. It was
we slacked off, especially that one behind the back pass.
That was a slick pass.
Like, what is this man doing? Like, after that, I knew the game was over. I was like, the game is so close.
I've seen a few Ohio State fans' opinions about that behind the back pass, and they kind of think that was the turning point in the game. That because it was close the whole way, but they think that's
it. For sure was. It stretched the stakes. It made it like unbeatable. Like it was definitely the turning point of the game.
One more thing. Enough that about, guy.
One more thing.
Suing. Okay. It was that guy that made the pass, right?
Yeah.
Does he get a lot of minutes? Just curious.
Yeah, he does. He actually played the most minutes yesterday, actually, for Ohio State.
Really?
He gets 35 minutes. I don't doesn't really do much, but I guess he gets minutes, you know. Whatever. But enough about the game because, you know, I don't really want to talk much about the game.
I was telling you guys earlier, but I caught myself defending Ohio State in some Instagram comments today. There's some Illinois fans being a bit annoying. They were saying that they think Illinois should be 4, and they were talking about all these mutual opponents that they played and they beat and Ohio State lost to, but Ohio State beat them. Their logic does not make sense. I think also the people that were calling Michigan not legit and saying they had an easy schedule.
That was me.
I think
I still do think they have an easy schedule. That's all I'm gonna say.
We'll see with this. We have a tough schedule to end out the season. We got Iowa Thursday. I think at Indiana Saturday. I mean, they're not great, but at home anyone can win in the Big Ten.
And then Illinois,
and then 2 straight against Michigan State. Which
you know about the last 5 games?
Huh.
All right. I think that Michigan has 3 losses in those last 5 games.
That's a bold take.
I got one
loss, but I'm going to say it's either against Indiana or Michigan State. I think we beat Iowa and Illinois.
No way.
Hey, you can't forget.
That's
OSU plays Iowa and Illinois to end off the season as well.
I never said we're talking about Michigan. I never talked about Ohio State schedule. Focusing on Michigan's schedule. Michigan's cakewalk of a schedule coming into this game. All right. Now they finally play good teams. All right. Congrats. You guys beat Ohio
State. And we beat them.
Okay. Yeah. Congrats. But I'm saying you guys have three losses at least in the last five games, and also a Big Ten tournament loss. I don't think you guys are winning the Big Ten tournament. But here, hear me out. All right. You guys are definitely losing. Okay. I think you guys are losing to Illinois for sure. 100%. I think that game. Illinois is going to come in hungry. They've been playing better and better recently. You guys are going to lose to Iowa, and you guys are going to lose one game to Michigan State. There's no way you guys play back to back games against Michigan State and beat them twice. I thought Michigan State had a really bad season, and they're going to come in and upset you guys like they did in football.
Yeah. So I'll definitely take note of that.
Yeah. Make sure. Okay. Yeah. You can take note. Mark my words. I mean, I'm sensing some Michigan tears again. I'm sensing some Michigan tears again. Like, I mean, that's how I feel. Frankie, what do you think?
Being like me, I'd say 5-0. But if I'm gonna be real with you guys, I'm saying one loss. Illinois is a really good team, but I've been watching them a little bit this season. And I noticed Io, one of their amazing guards, and then
I love their Io.
Center, yeah. Kobe. They're dominant, but they're like the carrying part of that team. And that other team revolves around those two players. So I think with Chandy Brown, that transfer, he's actually been known for his defense, but we saw his offense in the OSU game. But I think that, a loss to Iowa or Illinois. However, I do think Iowa – you can shut Luka Garza down. That's a win.
Well, Iowa, they're not really a deep team besides Luka and Wisecamp. Is that the guy's name?
Yeah, Wisecamp. Yeah, they're pretty weak. They're pretty not.
They're
deep,
beatable. But... I mean, you've seen team. I mean, although like Minnesota beat us, there's been teams that have just been like kind of mid in the Big Ten this year that have been able to take them down. Mm-hmm. So I mean, nothing. No disrespect to them, but if we can help or hold Luka to like. Less than like 20 points.
Maybe 25.
I mean, these are teams that kind of function differently than Michigan because they function based on their superstars, not as much their system like Michigan does. And Michigan's got everybody scoring. I mean, it's kind of rare with Michigan where you have someone scoring over 20 points, whereas Dasumu or whatever the heck his name is. He'll score 20 like every game. He's averaging over 20 along with Garza, and it's not the same type of team. And so I'm really interested to see what happens. It'll be a good one.
Mm-hmm. Cameron, what do you think about the last games? I mean, Iowa and Illinois is not an easy stretch.
What I think is there's definitely a loss in there, but I feel like there's a chance that we win both. I mean, I would love to win both of them. I feel like being realistic, probably a one loss there, but I think a loss there wouldn't hurt us that much. I wanted to transition to like the Big Ten tournament. Mm-hmm. All right, this is what I'm thinking. All right, if Ohio State beats Michigan in the Big Ten tournament and they either win it or like get into like the finals, I think Ohio State jumps Michigan on 100%. The one line.
If Michigan beats Iowa and if they go undefeated for the rest of the season and then Ohio State beats them in the Big Ten championship,
I think they both deserve it. Because if it's just a trade-off 1-1, it's dead. It's a stay.
Yeah.
But I think OSU has to win after Michigan as well.
But what I'm saying is like a win by Ohio State over Michigan means more win by Ohio State against Michigan in the Big Ten tournament means more than Michigan beating Ohio State in the regular season.
You're saying a neutral win means more than an away game win?
Listen.
That's a good point.
First of all, I talked about this earlier. Away game. All right, dude. All this home game, away game BS during the season, this COVID season.
No.
Minnesota.
Frankie and I actually talked about this. I heard a stat from like the announcers early in the season. I don't know if it's still like this now, but home teams have actually had in the Big Ten a crazy good record. Like it's just like I think it was even more than they would normally have.
What? Okay, well that's insane. All right, that's insane. Right. But what I'm saying is
You think home court advantage does not exist anymore?
No.
I saw a few fans at your game.
This is what I'm saying. This is all I'm saying. I saw a few fans at your game at the game too. But all I'm saying is, I think that a win more recently means more than a win from four. Okay. Like, not recency bias, but just like the fact that like they beat them more recently, like means that more is recency that means bias. Like, would you like? No, okay, maybe it is. All right, maybe it is. But like if a team wins three games heading into the to March Madness, all right, and the team loses three games in a row heading into March Madness, which team would you might like if they're all equal and everything? What team would you take?
The team that won.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, exactly. So that's why I'm saying, like, if Ohio State beats Michigan, I feel like Ohio State jumps Michigan if all things hold. But I mean, there's still a lot of games to play. A lot of really
and
good
we'll
teams
see,
Ohio State and Michigan have.
We'll see who people play in like the Big Ten tournament too, right?
Yeah, that's gonna be super interesting. All I know is Michigan's a lock for the regular season title.
So then, Michigan and Ohio State, they both can't win the Big Ten championship.
Yeah.
Say we. I don't know. I guess say we play. Do you think there's still a chance that both of us can get a number one seed?
That would have to require look, what are the rankings actually? I don't know underneath.
Illinois is number five right now. And if Illinois wins the Big Ten championship and they're kind of like winning out, they probably get a one seed.
If Illinois beats Ohio State and Michigan in the next few weeks, even if they lose in the Big Ten championship game, as long as they get into like the semifinals, I think they're a one seed.
Even if they don't win the Big Ten championship,
because they'll have beaten Michigan and Ohio State in back to back. I mean, yeah, I think so. I mean, this is also complicated. Right?
This is also complicated. And we can definitely hop on another episode as it gets closer to that and talk about it more.
Yeah, for sure. Because there's still a lot of, like, so many big games in the next few weeks.
So many pieces still to fall.
Iowa, what do we say if they went out and win their number nine? What if they end up winning the Big Ten tournament? Where do we put them?
Four teams went out, I feel like they can all get a one seed. Like, they just have to win out. If Ohio State beats Iowa and Illinois, then I think they pretty much
Iowa has their, like we were saying, I don't think they've got enough.
They have a couple
wins in the Big Ten championship. To be honest, if Luka Garza has one off game, even in like, say they're in the first round of the tournament, they're in danger. I mean, I don't want to say Minnesota's bad, but they've shown inconsistency, and I mean, they beat Michigan.
Yeah.
There's going to be teams like that in the tournament who are looking to upset Iowa.
Yeah, definitely agreed.
We can all agree that, I mean, this is all going to be like that. Like, this, like, we cannot sit right here right now and basically lock in any of these teams as a number one seed, besides Gonzaga and Baylor, which I don't think they're going to lose until, like,
actually scheduled to play this season and it got canceled. So a lot of people are asking for that game to be played because that was. Do you think that changes rankings if Baylor?
I don't think they drop below us.
They don't drop
below Michigan, but I would love to see that game.
I think Gonzaga and Baylor are definitely locks for one seed already. Like, there's no chance they lose, or even if they lose.
Yeah, but don't you agree? And although we're fans of teams below them, it might be a little biased, but wouldn't it be kind of boring to see one of them win the national championship?
Yeah.
I mean, better than if the team up north won a championship. That's all I'm going to say. Better than that, right? What do you expect me to say, Connor? What do you expect me to say?
I have a question for you. Why are you an Ohio State fan?
Well, so this comes from, let's see. My parents came, immigrated from China, and they went to school in Akron, and all my cousins live in Ohio. And I guess I just kind of like became an Ohio State fan because I absolutely, like, as a kid, I absolutely hated Michigan so much. Like, before I actually, I became an Ohio State fan like 6-7 years ago. But you know, but before the Ohio State football championship run. You know where when they won with their backup quarterback, Cardale Jones, before they won that. So like in 2013, I think. So like 7 or 8 years ago, I became an Ohio State fan. But before that, I was just like an anti-Michigan. Like I hated Michigan so much. Like I think I even supported Michigan State a few times when they had like what was it, like Connor Cook and Kirk Cousins. It was Kirk Cousins, I think. But like, just like, I just could not
stand it. I mean, at that time, and Michigan I hate was for that. Winning in the rivalry, so did you hate it because they were great?
No, I just hate it. I don't like Michigan. I don't like the colors. I don't like fans. I can't stand anything about Michigan. I just can't stand anything. Like there's nothing more than I hate Michigan. Like anything. Like the Maize and Blue, like the victory song. Just, oh my god, like. I hate it. I hate it. H-A-T-E. The culture. Yes, the culture. H-A-T-E in all caps.
What about it. Never spelling an M or like anything.
Oh, no. No, I love it. I love the disrespect.
Wait.
Ohio State, like, when I think of Ohio State people, like, they're like godlike in my mind. When I think of Michigan, like they're like bottom of the
we know you're smart, Cameron. You wouldn't go to Michigan for school, would you?
I wouldn't go to Michigan for school. I can't say would I go to Michigan football games?
See, no, I would not. So I'm hearing you're still Michigan. You haven't ruled out Michigan for your college options, have you?
I kind of have to, you know.
Like, you still rep Amazing Blue.
As much as I hate Michigan,
that's the best option in the area. No, though.
No, I don't. I don't have to. I don't have. No. Listen. All right. Like, I will be like, you know those like spies who like go within. Like, I'll be a mole.
I think Frankie was saying one of his cousins was a big Michigan fan, but then he went to State. And
yeah, are you a Michigan convert, Cameron? If you go to Michigan. Are you gonna see a convert?
No.
Bro, I would love to see. convert. Cameron.
You know how some people are like. You know how some people are like Michigan converts, where they're if I go to Michigan, you know, like I'll like Michigan in every game but this game. No, I literally never root for Michigan. Like, I will never root for Michigan to win a single game. Like, bro, never.
Right, it's the same way. It's mutual.
For Michigan to win a game. It's mutual. Yeah, exactly. But before I wanted to finish things off, I wanted to tell a story actually about yesterday. It was a really funny story. It's a really, really funny story. So as you guys all may know, I ref.
All right, right.
Games, okay. And so yesterday, you know, I'm doing my job. I was there reffing the game. It's, you know, Sunday night. Like, it's a late night game. I was like, okay, like, okay, it's gonna be easy shift. All right, and then. I feel a tap on my shoulder, all right, by one of the parents. And I'll tell you, all right, he is a 40-year-old man, all right? This 40-year-old something man taps me on the shoulder and goes, is your name Cameron? Like, out of nowhere, all right? Taps me on the shoulder. Like, he knows my name. All right? I'm shook, all right? I'm wanting myself. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Excuse my language. What the heck? Like, this is scary, okay? And then he goes, the next thing he goes, what are you talking about on the podcast tomorrow? I'm like, yo, what the heck? I had so
much. Frankie, if you haven't figured out yet, this is
your dad.
Yeah. I was like, what the heck? Like, who is this guy? And he was like, oh yeah, I'm Connor. I'm Connor's dad. And like, I was like, oh wow. I was so relieved. I was like, that was so scary. He's like, no way. And he was like,
I was telling my dad about your podcast. Yeah. I think Kate talked about it or something too.
Yeah, so your dad listens to the podcast?
I don't think he listens to it. He said, because Frankie and I, we've done a few episodes for Michigan podcasts and, like, NFL. We haven't really posted them yet, though, so we're still working on
getting better. During football season.
Yeah, we're working on getting better and stuff. We're going to start posting things.
Flipped a rival.
So, I'm sure my dad will listen to this. Yeah, and the funny thing is, Cameron, I got a text probably mid-game. With a picture of of you and
Kate did send me that.
And my mom was like, "Is this Cameron?" I'm like, "Yep, that's Cameron."
that's so hilarious. Kate was actually complaining to me about like how she wanted to be on the podcast.
What would she talk about?
What do you actually maybe?
Exactly. What else do you talk about besides sports? What would you talk about?
I mean, I talk about, you know, like the Bachelor sometimes. I talk about TikTok. I have a TikTok Thursday segment. I talk about just anything, like anything that I feel like talking about. I just talk about like it's like 70% sports, 30% like random things I find.
Frankie liked your segment the other e-sports. Day about the even numbers.
Yeah, and I have to agree with your. Oh, it's a bold numbers? Take, but I agree with it.
It's a there's no rhyme or reason behind it. Like there's no evidence. Like it's just a
gut.
It's a feeling. Yeah. Like, it's just a feeling that. Like,
I think the comparison Frankie made the other day is how like November kind of feels like a Thursday. You know,
the two words correlate.
Yeah.
And how certain subjects kind of go with different certain colors. You know what? Let's talk about that. What's math?
I don't even know.
No,
math is green for me. I don't know why. Oh my god! We can go on and on, but I'm gonna have to cut you short. We're running a little long. Maybe honestly, we'll talk about this next time. All right, I'll come up with a list. All right, I'll tell you what I think. All right, but math is definitely green. So math is definitely green. But we'll definitely talk about that. That's actually really interesting. Like that's actually really interesting. All right, but thank you
having us
coming and joining me today.
Thanks for having us on.
I mean, took a long time. A
little delayed.
We had some really busy lives. A little delayed. Just a little delayed. But
it feels a lot better. Come on right after the win.
You guys.
Yeah, definitely does. Definitely does.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have you guys come on after your loss to either Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, or all three, or being the Michigan State. I mean, I don't know. Or all five, potentially, maybe. Like, who knows?
Yeah,
who
should be in it. Entertaining.
You guys take care.
End of the season.
You guys take care.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you.
Have a.
The Australian Open concluded the men's and women's grand finals. Finals concluded this weekend. And on the women's side, Naomi Osaka took on Jennifer Brady, and in convincing fashion, Osaka defeats Brady 6-4, 6-3. Wins in straight sets and takes her fourth Grand Slam title, her second Grand Slam ever in Australia, and she has just been phenomenal. I mean, her past three matches, I think, ever since her match against Gabrielle Muguruza of Spain, she has just been on fire. Just straight set win after straight set win, looking comfortable, playing her best tennis ever. And I want to talk about that three-set win against Muguruza because she saved two match points in that game where she could have lost, she could have been knocked out. But, you know, even though she is still super young, she has done a lot of learning, a lot of growing, and has just become a whole different player mentally. Back like 2 years ago, when she first won her first major title in the U.S. Open. After that, she was met with some struggles, mostly just because of I guess lack of experience, her young age. She would often crack under pressure, get very emotional, and would lose control of her temperament when matches weren't going her way. But as we have seen now, she has started to grow from that. I mean, has really become a force. Mentally, a whole completely different person. I mean, her mentally right now is like at the level of the best players who can be the best players for a consistent amount of time. I mean, I think her mental state right now, it can be compared to like your Rodgers, your Nadals, your Djokovic. I mean, just like the way she remains calm under pressure, under big points, and wins those points. Sets her apart from the other woman. And we saw that when she, in the third round, when she beat Muguruza, came back from the two match points down, saved two match points, and ended up winning in three sets. And after that, I think she just turned into a whole other level. She was locked in. She was focused. She played her best tennis and beat Serena in the semifinals in straight sets, and then went on to beat Jennifer Brady in the finals in straight sets too. In the first set, you know, Brady had a break on her. She looked pretty good, but Osaka turned it around, won that first set 6-4, and took that second set pretty easily at 6-3. And, I mean, that was all she needed to win her fourth Grand Slam title, her second in Australia. And at the age of 23 right now, she's, I would say, in a pretty good position. I mean, if she can continue to perform like this and continue to just keep grinding it out and just keep if she keeps winning these major titles and keeps performing and playing the way she is right now, who knows how many Grand Slams she can win. Definitely 10 plus, I would say. Just how talented she is, definitely 10 plus. May even hit 20. Can she even catch Serena? That might even be a possibility. I don't know. Her future is endless, and I'm excited to see what she does the rest of this calendar year. Brady, on the other hand, even though she lost her first Grand Slam final, I mean, her second top four, her second semifinal appearance in a row, and this time again, once again, losing to Osaka, worse performance than she did last time against Osaka, but still a great accomplishment for her to make that final. But now we just expect her to, we just want her to see if she can make that next jump to the next level and to be able to actually win a major title. I mean, her story is incredible. Coming from UCLA college tennis onto the pro stage, she's just one of my favorite players, a great player to watch. And I really do hope that she keeps her form she's in, because just her training regimen, her coaching, and the way she plays the game of tennis, the aggressive forehands, is just really impressive. Hopefully she gets better at the net, and she keeps her serves. I think her future is also very, very, very bright. And on the men's side, with Novak and Daniil Medvedev facing off in the finals, many thought that this was Medvedev's year. You know, he was playing really well. He was on a 20-match winning streak or something. Beat Novak in the ATP Finals. Was on a roll. I mean, all odds were against Novak, especially after how he hurt his muscle earlier this tournament in the third round. I think that it was a really big surprise when Novak just put on a world-class performance to pick apart Daniil Medvedev in straight sets. In less than 2 hours, he finished what should have been a loss for him, what many consider was going to be a loss for him. But as Novak is at Rafa, as Rafa is in France, Novak is the same in Australia, going to 9 finals appearances and winning 9 straight. He wins his 9th Australian Open title, his 18th total Grand Slam, and that puts him 2 away from catching up to both Roger and Rafa in the Grand Slam title competition that they have going on. They both set 20, and Novak sitting at 18th, who's playing one of his best tennis ever. And, I mean, his resilience he showed in this tournament was just incredible. His mentality, all the doubters that he had, he beat Zverev, he beat Raonic, he beat Taylor Fritz, he beat Medvedev. I mean, anyone that they threw at him, he beat. And even though it wasn't easy in the beginning, he really rounded out into form towards the end, winning 7-5, 6-2, and 6-2. I mean, that man is just on a different planet. I mean, sometimes when I watch him, I just don't think he's real. I mean, all odds were stacked against him. All odds. The crowd never likes him. He had some injuries. I mean, he's played really well this tournament, but he was going up against a guy who he just lost to early at the end of last year on the same surface, and just comes in and just at a Grand Slam just picks him apart. Like Medvedev was so disappointed in the end because he just couldn't really do anything against Djokovic. I mean, Djokovic was just too. I mean, he was too sublime. Really, it was just phenomenal to watch, and we really will never see tennis being played at this level ever again. I don't think to have three players in Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer, and Novak Djokovic who are just so much better and at such an old age in terms of like athletics, like these guys are well into his 30s. These guys well into their 30s, and to be performing this well, to be the best in tennis for over a decade, it's just absolutely phenomenal. And as for the next generation, I mean, we're starting to see slowly, you know, we can, maybe holes opening up in the top players' games, but they still can't break through yet. And I feel like just give it a few more months, a few more Grand Slams, or maybe like a year or two, and we'll start seeing the likes of Medvedev, Zverev, Tsitsipas, Thiem start showing up and actually starting putting an actual threat into the big three. Because right now, it's more like a bear poke, especially at these Grand Slams, at those best of three set tournaments. You know, ATP tour, anything can happen. But the key is at these Grand Slams, the best of fives, these next gen kids can't overcome the big three in five sets. In three sets. They can't win three sets off of them, just because they're so mentally prepared, so mentally focused, and they're so just on a whole different planet. Not physically, but mentally, winning the important points, winning the key points, that it's just impossible. It is just impossible to beat them. I mean, Novak is just so impressive. One of my favorite players ever of all time. And I'm excited to see how many more majors he can win. This major title competition is really going down. If Novak can pull another one out by this year, and hopefully he can keep pace with Rafa and Federer. I think Federer is slowly falling off. This is definitely a race between Rafa and Novak. Rafa having a two-title head start. Who will get to the finish line? Novak is quite a years younger than Rafa. I mean, who knows? Who knows? But that is going to wrap it up for today's episode. I hope you guys all enjoyed, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode of Real Talk.